Wow. You guys married right here? Hey, have I met you before? No, good. I always worry about that. Listen, there's a grace of God over you guys in two areas. First, I see a rulership or government that God's put on both of you. It just falls to you naturally over and over again. When people are standing around wondering, what do? Just always, it's always somewhere. You guys, both of you, it's been on both of you. You have a sense of what to do. And it just dogs you around. You can't get rid of it. So you always end up making decisions or being in some kind of government. But it's just really, what do we do now? And God's put it on both of you to know what to do. One, two. There's a grace, a gathering grace over your home. Wherever you live, it doesn't make any difference. Gather people to you. Have parties. Open your home. Do something. Barbecue shrimp. Put shrimp on the barbie. But whatever you do, people are going to gather. And when they come in your home, they're going to feel safe, comfortable, able to talk, habituated, like they've been there many times. But this is going to be the Holy Spirit. It's a spiritual gift of hospitality. And in that place, you're free to take advantage of their comfort and their lack of being embarrassed or strange around you, to just represent God any way you want to. And I'm to encourage you not to try to fit into somebody else's idea of what that means. That brand it yourself. And brother, there's a riverbed in you. Where it's comfortable, where you feel comfortable, and where the ideas, where like you can see an idea, but you can also see you doing it. You see a way to do it. It's important to you to know how to do something. Ideas are not enough. You need to know how to do it. I don't need to know how to do it. I just get the idea and afflict other people. But you need to know, and where you can see how to do those things, that's the channel of the river of the Spirit in you. And it's going to make you a man that doesn't waste time and who can get things done. And I just want to encourage you guys that there's a spotlight on you, on your home, on your family. Do you have children? There's a spotlight on you and your whole family. And God is making you attractive to other people. Just open your home and have a party. Bake some cookies, put shrimp on the barbie, or a steak. I said shrimp, but I meant a steak. And you know, I'm just going to speak over you. This is going to sound silly. I'm going to speak over you a good source for steak, a good source for good meat, that God's going to grace you with this, so you're going to be able to serve a really good steak in your house. Is that a prophecy or not? That's a prophecy, isn't it? I think it is. Hallelujah. All right. Well, Ben, you got another word?
And then over here, this young couple. I saw you like on a racetrack, and you were watching kind of cars going around, and you actually grabbed that finish flag, and you're about to start waving that. And I heard the Lord saying, put that finish flag down. You're not done. At times it gets tough. At times it gets difficult. And you're not sure if you should just end something. You know, this is getting too much. Maybe I should just stop. God says, I've created you to be a pioneer. I've created you to think outside the box. I've created you to be different. And therefore, you're supposed to dream. That's who God made you to be. So there are pressures coming against that, trying to get you to wave that flag and say, okay, I'll step back just a little bit and kind of bring that into it. God says, put that flag down. I'm going to give you the wisdom to bring all the pieces together that are necessary to walk out this call that you have. Actually, he says you're going to dream even bigger. You're going to get greater ideas. It's part of who you are. And he's going to cause you to network and connect with the right folks to bring those things to pass without dropping anything that needs attention. So put the end flag down. It's just begun. It's just begun. And actually, you've not seen anything yet. So the Lord says, I'm going to surprise you with some thoughts that you're going to think, should I be thinking this? Get that notebook out. Keep writing. Keep planning. Keep strategizing. Don't apologize because God created you that way. It's part of how you're wired. It's how you're gifted. And at times, you've not seen the fruit of it. And you've been frustrated because of that. But that's coming. It's important that you don't quit on an aspect of how God created you to be. North Carolina. You can go back to North Carolina because God says, I'm going to connect you with folks in North Carolina that are going to help you advance.